This rare cotton plant is native to Bangladesh and for more than a century was believed to be extinct. But now it's been grown on farms to revive trade in the fine cotton.
This is Futikarpas from which muslin fabric is made. And we know from history that the Futikarpas cotton plant was cultivated on the banks of the Shitalaka, Meghna and Brahmaputra rivers in this region of Ghazipur and Kapasia.
A scientist who led the search for the plant says it has features not found in other species.
It took us around 5 years to find the genetic match for this cotton plant. We collected 39 variants of cotton plant samples from different parts of Bangladesh. Eventually, we found a DNA match of the Futikarpas cotton from the Kapasia region near Dhaka.
Now new generations of weavers are relearning this once-forgotten craft, but it's not been easy.
Initially, I was skeptical of my ability, but eventually, after many months of steady training and encouragement, we managed to learn and create the first muslin sari after 5 months of hard work and presented it to the Prime Minister. It was a proud moment for us.
The fabric is so light and fine that poets have described it as woven air.
You can see how refined this fabric is. A 5 meter long and 95 centimeter width, this full-length sari weighing 146 grams can easily slide through this small ring. You can even slide two muslin saris through this ring.
Spinners using traditional wooden wheels and hand-drawn looms have to work for longer to produce muslin than other handmade fabrics.
1 inch of cloth could take 8 hours by two people to make, requiring at least 6 to 7 months to make a full-length sari. The work is highly demanding, requires extreme concentration and attention to details.
Many in Bangladesh blame its former British colonial rulers for killing off the Muslim weaving industry by the late 19th century to make way for their own textile trade. But they're excited it's returning.
We are very proud to be part of this great endeavor, as the world will now get to know about our centuries-old fame and heritage, since we're reviving this craft again in this day and age.
Many hope the revival of muslin will be welcomed by the world's high fashion industry that once helped turn the Ganges Delta into one of the most prosperous parts of the globe. Tanvir Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Narayanganj.